Okay, welcome everyone. We are starting our second episode of the DLH Insights podcast, where we are very lucky to share the goings on across the enterprise with all of you. So welcome back if you're tuning in from last month's episode where we covered the DEIB Council. Today, we are very lucky to have John Lamberton with us. So he is going to give us an overview and celebrate veterans. So John, thank you so much for joining us here today. So if you could start, I would love if you could give just a little bit of information about yourself. And I understand that you are a veteran. So if you wanted to share any of your background in the veteran space, that would be wonderful. So I'm going to turn it over to John Lamberton. Thank you.
Hey, Porter. Thanks very much. I certainly appreciate that introduction. And to all my colleagues at DLH, what I'd also like to say, hey, shipmates, how are you doing? And that is from a Navy guy, a Navy sailor, saying to all my DLHers. So from the perspective of what Porter offered early on, I am Navy. I have 34 years experience in the Navy, and I've had the opportunity to serve our country in two wars, running healthcare operations in the Persian Gulf and in Afghanistan, and then had the good fortune that the Navy gave me an opportunity to run three commands, two hospitals and an installation. And from that perspective, it gave me an idea of knowing not only what it is to raise your hand in service of our country, but also celebrating those individuals who've gone before me, be able to highlight their service and to celebrate their families. So that's a little background for me, Porter.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your service, John. And it sounds like you've had a very wide array of experiences. So I'm excited to learn more about those. And you mentioned celebration. That is one of my favorite things to do in general, but it's a really special time that we're having this conversation on our podcast because of Veterans Day. So I have noticed in the past, just I've only been at DLH for about a year. So being here, being able to observe the celebration of veterans, whether it's through our work capabilities, whether it's through community service or through our veterans who are employees, it's been a wonderful way to kind of engage and interact that way. So now that we have Veterans Day coming up, I personally would love to emphasize my gratitude, not only to you, but exactly as you said, to the veterans before you, to all the veterans that may be in our workforce, as well as to all of the veterans and active military personnel that DLH serves 24/7, 365 days a year. So I'm curious, John, do you have any personal feelings of how you celebrate veterans, especially as Veterans Day comes up?
Sure. And thanks, Porter. One element that comes really into mind is being able to see all those individuals that may wear a shirt that says, hey, I served in the Navy, or I'm a soldier forever. And when you see those type of not only shirts, but also those phrases, being able to realize that that in itself is an invitation to go up to that person and thank them for their service. It's being able to realize that many individuals who do serve, many individuals who go out to sea or downrange to serve our country and the freedoms that we enjoy, they don't always hear the words, thank you. Much as we may think, those two small words, when put together, really form the gratitude of a nation. And I offer that each time a conversation happens, that thank you not only resonates with the individual who is receiving it, but for all the persons who are in earshot to hear someone thanking a veteran really drives home, wow, that's what this country is all about. We support one another, and as much as we may have differences, the one thing that is not different is the freedom that we enjoy and the freedom that we're willing to sacrifice ourselves for.
Yeah, absolutely. What does that feel like to you when someone, a complete stranger maybe, or a DLH colleague or whomever, what does it feel like to you when someone comes up to you and says thank you?
Well, one, it's very much a opportunity to have a conversation with that person.
Yes, which is awesome.
Being the type of person I am, I don't shy away from conversations. Mm-hmm. The other idea is being able to think, wow, what really prompted this person to come up to me? I may not be wearing a shirt that says I'm a Navy sailor or I served in the Navy. It might right. just be they aware that I served. And from that standpoint, it really drives home one aspect. Any mm-hmm. engagement, a mm-hmm. thank you, is an invitation for a conversation. Wow, and there's one element I will drop, kind of give a story. And that story is when I first came in the Navy, I was a young officer. And just right about the time that I came in, we had the Persian Gulf War. And okay. I was getting ready to deploy, received mm-hmm. order. And a senior enlisted member who I had worked with, who had been on active duty for a while and served in Vietnam, said to me, Ensign Lamberton, you will always be welcomed home. And I thought, wow, okay, that's very nice, thinking I'm focused on getting deployed, but I sure. appreciate your thoughts. And Porter, it wasn't until I returned from that deployment about 8 months later, where that same senior enlisted member met me on the pier and said, welcome home, shipmate. And I said, thank you very much, but just out of curiosity, you sent me off with a thanks and you welcomed me home. What was the driving force behind that? And he said, many of us who served and supported our country through Vietnam made an act that from this point forward, anyone who deployed would not receive anything but a warm welcome home. And how wow. nice it was for me to not only start my naval career like that, but also to be able to celebrate all the veterans in the years to come while I served.
Wow. So was that a big moment? Is that like a big memory for you in your life? Like, I feel if that were to happen, coming to that realization and everything that you had gone through, whether overseas or through training, all of that, that feels like a big moment in your life. Is that true?
Oh, sure. And I think from a standpoint of a metaphor, it's like giving you a large blanket that wraps you up in a cold day.
Oh, and wow.
When you think about it from that standpoint, it truly is a willingness to not only raise your right hand and take an oath for a country, yeah. but it's also a willingness to celebrate all those who have gone before you, who are yeah. serving now, and who have served in the past. And when you think about it from that standpoint, our nation has done very well by celebrating Veterans Day. They made it a mm-hmm. national holiday. But yeah. there are two other holidays, too, that kind of tie into that armed forces connection. One, there's mm-hmm. the Armed Forces Day, which is the third Saturday of May. Mm-hmm. There is Memorial Day, which is the last Monday of May. Mm-hmm. And now Veterans Day, which is the 11th of November. And the way I like to tell people is being able to realize that the Armed Forces Day are for those individuals still in uniform. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day are for those who were unable to get out of their uniform. And for Veterans Day, it's for those who have hung up their uniform.
Oh, I like that analogy. That was helpful for me because there's so many different ways to celebrate, but also different kinds of celebration. So that was helpful for me to understand, like, what exactly is a veteran and how are we showing that support for them on these different days, but also just throughout the year. I like that.
Yes.
That's awesome. There's definitely a lot of opportunities throughout the year to celebrate and kind of elevate or learn. So that's why I always love the opportunity being a part of DLH with, first of all, we recognize Veterans Day as a holiday within our calendar, which I think is fantastic. And we also have so many opportunities to give back and to learn, have those resources available for veterans outside of the organization, but also inside the organization. Is there any missions that are related to veterans that you have used in your life or maybe you've participated in from maybe community service or just kind of advocating for those resources and helping veterans get connected?
Sure. And I think one that really is something that is in every state, and that is the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. And as much as that is a gathering of individuals who have served in different wars, it's also a community of practice that allows persons to come together to support one another. And most recently, I was in a grocery store and just happened to be a long line. And when you give a long line to John Lamberton in a grocery store, chances are the person in front is going to get a greeting and will come into a conversation. And it just so happened that the individual in front of me was an elderly gentleman, a veteran, and he was telling me about the VFW in this local chapter in Destin, Florida, where I am currently now. And he shared this story about this young active duty family who is at Eglin Air Force Base, which is here in Destin. And the young airman was deployed, and the wife was driving her two kids to school, and the car broke down. And it was just a bad day. And the bad day was, wow, I have two kids in the back seat. They're crying. I have to get them to nursery school. I have to get to work. I'm late. And my husband is deployed. And he's sharing this story with me. And of course, it's starting to resonate because I've had the opportunity to work with many young families. But the element that really drove home is that someone stopped, who just happened to be a veteran, and said, "No worries." That's all he said. He got on. And within about 30 minutes, there were six individuals that had pulled up alongside the road, all veteran, and they said, "We are going to get you to where you need to be." And the other element is, your husband's deployed, your family is here, and now you have six new members of your family. And the story, Porter, that this guy told me is that they not only took her to her work, they picked her up in the afternoon, they had kids picked up, and then they treated her to a grocery store and bought a month's worth of groceries.
Oh my goodness.
And this all came from me standing in line to a grocery line. That was full. And I just said, "Thank you." And again, that thank you is a great invitation for a conversation. So when opportunity presents itself to thank a veteran, also extend that thanks to their family, because it's family that is strong at the time of deployment.
Wow, that gave me my heart a little bit of a flutter there. I love those stories where you just domino into this wonderful connection. We're all human. We all have those bad days.
Yes.
And so being able to have that sort of camaraderie just feels so wonderful to share. And to keep essentially what the movement is, like pass it on or pass it forward. That sounds very similar to this, where even just from you having a conversation, now you're inspired and you can move on through your day and have that domino effect with others. That's really wonderful. So I'm going to steal that from you, John, because if anyone is listening right now, if there's anything that you can take away, I think one of them is certainly gratitude, but also pass it on, move it forward. Yeah. How can you help out the veterans in your community, in your family, even in the workplace? What does that look like for you? So thank you so much for offering that. I love the stories that we can all connect together. And I will offer, so we're almost out of time, but I will offer for yourself, John, of course, but also anyone who's listening or anyone at DLH. So a space to have those connections, you have those. So at DLH, we have a Veterans Community Network, or CN, and that is simply a Teams channel, and it's virtual, so anyone is welcome to join, whether you're a veteran or not, and it's just a good space to connect and kind of share these resources, these stories, or maybe you want to get together and have like a veteran game night. I don't know. You could use anything for it. So that is certainly available to everyone, as well as our Veterans and Military Services Affinity Group. So the Affinity Group is very similar to the Community Network, but that one is much more focused on community service. So our AG is wonderful in helping put together our National Window of Service for Veterans every single year. So if anyone has participated in the NWS at DLH and you're curious to get involved more and have amazing opportunities like I'm having now and getting to connect with our veteran colleagues, the AEG is certainly a really great space to do that. So I'll make sure that when we publish this podcast, we'll put those links in there for everybody. But I think my last question for you, John, is what does being a veteran mean to you? And having shared that version or that perspective with the rest of the workforce, is there anything else that you would want to impart on the DLHers that might be listening with us today?
Yeah, and I would say from a standpoint, I'm going to touch on not only the veteran side, but also just on the human side. And on the veteran side, it's being able to realize for me personally that as much as I am retired now, I still have that connection to the military, but it's also taking time to realize that my time out of uniform is not ending my service to our country. It's being able to realize that there are still young soldiers, young sailors, young Marines and airmen, young Coast Guardsmen, young Guardians, our latest Space Force command, and it's being able to take the time and mentor them and let them know that as much as you may raise your right hand and defend our country, always know that you have an entire country behind you that is thanking you for your service. And then from a human perspective, we never know what the path that an individual may be walking. We don't know what transpired in a day, a conversation, or anything that's going on in their lives. But at the moment that you're willing to take a free time and say to someone, thank you, for that split second, all the worries of the world, all the weights that have been placed on their shoulders goes away. Because that moment in time, they realize that one individual truly cares for them. And just as a veteran cares for those persons that are still on active duty, it's being able to realize that there's an element of comfort, knowing that someone truly knows what you're willing to do.
Mm. Wow, that was beautiful, John. Thank you so much for your time. And I knew this was going to happen. You were sharing such wonderful inspiration, and I have another question. So I lied. This is not the end. While you were sharing your connection, I'm curious to ask if you're comfortable, if there are veterans in the DLH workforce who either serve themselves or maybe they're part of a military family, are you open to having those DLHers contact you and reach out to you and have that opportunity for a human connection, but also maybe to learn from your experience, if you have any advice? Are you an open resource for any DLHer to connect and learn more from the veteran perspective or civilian, whatever it may be?
I am.
I knew you were going to say that, but I had to ask anyway. So thank you, John. That was really wonderful to close out. And I will certainly be doing my best to try and thank very intentionally anyone that I can throughout my day. So thank you for being that example for everyone and passing that on. And I look forward to our next episode, episode 3. And I believe we'll be dealing with working parents within DLH. So that'll be an exciting episode. I will also be putting out lots of information in our publication for episode 2. So you'll have access to John Lamberton's contact information internally. So I'm hoping, John, that you'll be able to have some more elevated opportunities to connect with people across DLH. It really is a pleasure. And I hope everyone else finds insight both in and out of the office in your life. And we will look forward to hearing from everyone in our next episode. So, John, thank you very much.
Thanks, Porter.